Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara.
All right, everyone. Happy Friday or happy whenever you are listening to this interview day. My name is Jessica.
I'm Jen. I almost wore my new sweater vest today, but Jess isn't ready for it yet. Everyone. I know you're following along closely in this saga.
I'm not sure if I'm ever going to be ready for this sweater drop. It's like, I feel like it's going to be like kind of White Lotus. It's going to be kind of Carlton from
Fresh Prince. Yes.
It is a little kind Joey of Lawrence. Little Joey Lawrence from Blossom.
Yeah. It makes you want to do a little Running Man dance. Yeah. Well, I'm going to bring it on next week when we have our podcast. Today, it's interview day.
Okay, so we are talking to really somebody who's pulling some this is like someone who's making major waves in the beauty industry, but you don't even know. It's a little bit like a little Oz, a little man behind the curtain.
I was going to say like an undertow, like because I was going with
an undertow.
Do you like that? It's like a wave metaphor, like a quiet force that's going to pull us in, right?
A quiet force.
Yes.
He does have a quiet energy. We are speaking with the man behind one of the biggest beauty retailer in America.
Technically true, yes. We have Creighton Kuiper, the vice president of merchandising for the beauty category at Walmart, which was recently named, by the way, Mass Retailer of the Year by Beauty Inc. Awards in 2022. So just for a little bit of background, under his leadership, Walmart Beauty has launched lots of brands and initiatives, and some in the prestige space too, Space NK Prestige, the For You by Tia hair brand, Relove by Revolution. He actually talks about that. Plus, did you all know, I
I feel bad that I did not know this until we talked to him, but Walmart has an accelerator program for launching its own beauty brand. So you've heard us talk about Dossier. That's one of them. If you've heard of some of these other brands, Paint Lab, The Hair Lab by Strands, Pardon My Fro, those all got their start at the Walmart accelerator program. So we wanted to talk to him about what's going on at Walmart, how he and his team identify trends, respond to beauty trends, and what he would say some of the best bargains are at Walmart. Although I have to point out, he does not want us to call them bargains.
Yeah, everything is a bargain because of those everyday low prices.
Yes, correct. I think for some people, a bargain is a sale. And at Walmart, as he pointed out, these are not sales. These are everyday low prices.
Yes. So. No, I did like that he took extreme pride in that. He definitely was like, yeah, he lived the brand. Can I just put a little side note that I thought was kind
of pretty
cool?
Of course. It's your BTS. Podcast too.
Little BTS. I thought that he was recording in a podcast studio, but Walmart is so, like, it's such a fortress. He was recording in a room that was soundproof because it was like...
Oh, well, I wouldn't call that soundproofing. It definitely had sound panels.
No, I mean, it sounds so serious.
It's like in a bunker in Arkansas.
No, but it just felt kind of cool and top secret. It had sound panels so nobody could hear what he was saying.
Yeah, and I feel like it is a little bit of a cool and top secret thing because...
Yeah.
What goes on behind Walmart's walls? He's going to tell us. So we're going to learn about beauty and learn a little bit more about Creighton. And we hope you enjoy the podcast. Here it is.
Okay. Well, first of all, Creighton, first of all, I love your name.
Thank you.
It's so, yeah. You must get a lot of compliments in your name.
I do. And I get a lot of mispronunciations as well.
How do you mispronounce it?
Trust me, I've got a list of them. So if I'm at a restaurant, you'll get my restaurant name.
Wait, I hope I said it right then. Did I?
You did.
Nice. Okay, good.
Wait, what do you put on your Starbucks cup then?
Thomas.
Okay. Is that just random or is that like a middle name or
it's
something?
It's fail-safe.
Thomas. Okay, well, Creighton, how did you get into... merchandising?
Yeah, I'd probably say like most people do, you kind of fall into it. I didn't go to school for merchandising, but picked up a set of skill sets that did well between behavioral science and math and engineering and business. By the end of the day, you're a college kid graduating. And if you're in the vicinity, you've got this place called Northwest Arkansas and this company called Walmart that is the mecca of retail. And so you learn pretty quickly, but it's been a blast being in merchandising, selling things, learning about customers, learning about products and how they're made and working with people across the board.
Where did you go to school? Did you go to school near Walmart?
University of Arkansas.
Did you work at Walmart? Like, give us a little bit of a path from school to Walmart, because Walmart is like the biggest retailer in America. So take us a little bit from A to B.
Yeah, I did go to the University of Arkansas, not from Arkansas, and never been to Arkansas prior. So it was like, what is this place? And all roads lead to a handful of places if you stick around. But I got into a little bit of retail fresh out of college because I did an internship with a local apparel retailer called Dillard's that's also located in Arkansas. After a short while, resume got passed around inside of the doors of Walmart corporate office in the apparel area, and the rest is history. So I've been in a number of different businesses inside of Walmart, but that's a bit of the path.
Well, now you're in beauty and personal care. So you obviously, well, maybe it's not obvious. Do you have a love of this particular category? Do you have memories of like trying beauty and grooming products in your home growing up? Like, what's your history with beauty?
Any product or portfolio that you get a chance to inside of Walmart is always an interesting task. And I'm just a pretty curious creature, so it's fun. But to your question, I grew up, I have three younger sisters, and I can remember my mom and bits and pieces of her routine. When I got in the category, I remember this pink and green mascara. You know, as a teenage boy or young boy, like you don't think anything of it. And then you're running beauty and one of the largest omni beauty retailer on the planet. And you're like, oh, that's great lashes. Oh, that's a heritage core item. And so you start looking back at where you see and you learn all these things. And at the time, perm was a thing. I think it's a thing now again, but there's just all types of different things. I remember Revlon and concealers and foundations and lipsticks and in the bathroom. So learned quite a bit. And then even my dad, I'm not sure quite what it was, but a fragrance, scent, cologne. There was something that was unmistakable as a kid that you would smell. So, you know, you learn a lot of your routines and exposure from the people that you're around and the bathrooms that you share.
Wait, you haven't gone back since and asked your, like, and asked your family, like, what was that splash Dad always had on? Like, what did he smell like? Come on, now that this is your, like, bread and butter, your daily job, I'd be so curious.
No, I have, and he just says it's a secret, so that's all I get out of him.
Oh, he's one of those guys. Okay.
I like it. I like it. I respect that. I do. Okay, so a lot of brand executives, when they're kind of explaining who their customer is, they have a whole, like, character sketch. Jen and I love this. You know, even when we were in magazines, there was a reader. You know, maybe she's Ashley, maybe she's Stacy. And then in brands, you know, we certainly have an idea of who that shopper is. Can you tell us, is there a Walmart shopper?
Yeah, there's kind of two ways to answer this question. The first one's maybe a bit general and the other one would be specific. But, you know, we serve so many customers at Walmart that it's actually really hard to define an average. If you were to take the 150 million plus shoppers that come to our stores and site every week,
wow,
there are very few customers that would be considered average. Everything's a scatter plot and everyone's different.
Yeah.
And I think that is so fun and so deliberate in beauty, because it really is about you being confidently yourself and you being you. But we have design targets, right? We have people that we try and embody what we're going after. And we have a young lady named Maya Munoz. That is our avatar, our Gen Z customer that is kind of all things past and present. She's who we strive to take care of. And we think if we get this Afro-Latina right, who's got multi-generational family inside our household and is very tech savvy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very conscious on sustainability and knows how to use certain digital capabilities and social media. Meanwhile, her mom, she still steals makeup.
Mrs. Munoz.
Steals,
borrows. Tell us about Mrs. Munoz. Yes.
You know, she still borrows a mascara or a lipstick every now and then out of her mom's drawer. Then you kind of just see how this connects and how it moves. So that's our avatar. It's really fun because it is a bit of a combination of the different points that we have to improve on in our business ecosystem to really take care of our customer and serve them well.
That's cool that it's multi-generational too. I didn't think of it that way. Do you know of any customers that are like, mom shops there, grandma shops there, great-grandma shops there?
Yeah, we have a few, and I think it kind of goes back to the question you asked earlier. Where does everyone learn the root of their routine from? And we talk about being democratizing beauty and drawing a line in the sand on being very inclusive with our offering. And you think about some of the different customer cohorts, and the Hispanic cohort is not a monolith at all, and so rich in how they approach tradition and beauty and how they integrate media and social. And so we see a lot of that across the board, and not just there, but in all of our customer groups.
Do you find when you speak to international executives that they do think of Americans as a monolith, whether Latinx or not, you know?
Yeah, I think we've probably absolutely gotten into a bit of a stereotype there for a number of reasons that maybe aren't related to beauty. But I think as the industry evolves, as people become continuously comfortable with being themselves, or even the idea of her is a monolith in itself, because everyone is expressing and using different types of products on their hair, on their face, on their hands. I think we're fast to kind of break that mold.
Yeah.
It's really important that we educate and we share the data that we have with our suppliers and the brands to move that forward, because the reality is the new hair and new skin types are being born every day in America, and the complexion of the country is literally changing. And so making sure that you've got a business that's ready to take care of all customers is really important. And sometimes there's work to do on underserved and underrepresented. And sometimes it's just work to do on what's right in front of you and where the customer trend is going.
So we're going to talk about trends and everything, but first I want to know, what are those products at Walmart that people just can't stop buying? So I want to hear brand names, like whether it's like shampoo or a body wash, what is just constantly like the bread and butter of Walmart beauty?
That's a great question and a bit of a tough one just because of all the the brands and products we carry.
Just give us a few.
Yeah, from a category perspective, like shampoo and conditioner, mascara, lipstick, like never going to stop. You all probably have heard of the lipstick effect when it comes to cosmetics. It is a very real thing. And then on the hair, you know, I joke and say that as time progresses and the customer gets more educated, there might be less wash days, but every day is a hair day. And so you will see shampoo, conditioner, and styling continue to improve. But there are a number of products that the customers can't get slow down on. And I'll just name a few of them. There's some new ones that we've launched. We entered into a special arrangement with Revolution out of the UK. And we've got two brands, but one that was exclusive to Walmart is Relove. And it's an offering that's $5 and under. Eyes, lip, face, and it is just on fire. But you know, there's a number of different brands that we've been really proud of. Bubble in skincare, Aussie in hair, and that kind of, you know, that kind of speaks a bit to coily, curly, wavy hair, this textured hair porosity. We've launched Olive in June in the beauty accessory space, and that has been an amazing partnership with that group. And then we've got more to come. We've got new launches happening right now this week. So I guess it's public, but Mighty Patch and Hero. We've got a semi-perm tattoo from Inkbox, a company out of Canada. Really cool
designs.
How
long does this semi-permanent tattoo last? I need more information.
About two and a half weeks, and it looks real.
Creighton, did you do it?
I did.
Yeah?
What did you get? What did you get? Where did you put it?
Show us.
Oh, I was an early adopter, so now I'm on like what's
already,
the next thing?
Now it's past the 2 weeks.
You know, but I you're gonna laugh. I let someone pick the first time. I won't do that again. But it was
what did they give you?
Well, you know, it was like a heart with a barbed wire around it. You know, pretty funny.
Yes.
You wouldn't guess that. And then I've had a sword. So there's all types of cool. There's tigers, leopards, bees, moon, sun, waterfall, trees. But there's a lot of things. So you think about it, and we started with wash and care because every day is a hair day, and styling, mascara and lipstick are just trends that are not going away. But then there's all these additional things. And skincare continues to grow by leaps and bounds, especially in the U.S. market and especially at Walmart. So those brands, CeraVe to Bubble to other exclusive partnerships like In the Know with Brooke and Bailey, just a lot of cool things that have been going on at Walmart.
What about like beauty for younger kids? Like, are kids getting into beauty?
It's kind of really interesting, and it causes questions as well. Young women more so than young men. I think young men are really into the beauty part of the hair side of things. And then I think just skincare in general, especially with kind of how social media works and the need to kind of be neck up in this environment of face digital face-to-face.
Jeez.
But young ladies, yeah, tell me about it. There's probably a whole nother component to that as far as the pressure of the way our young people look or how they feel about themselves. But for young ladies, it goes all a step further, right? And social is kind of driven bits of that as well, especially when you've got filters and things like that. So you see more of an adoption towards certain products at a younger age than just products for kids. Don't get me wrong. Hair jewelry, face jewelry, press-on nails, nail stickers, the traditional lip smacker. We were kids, you know, the Pepsi version of ChapStick are still there. But what we see is actually the threshold for adoption lowering. And, you know, to some degree, that's really interesting trend in behavior. And others, we want to make sure we're really responsible about what we are advocating and promoting to our youth.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Yeah, especially goes back to that multi-generational family that's shopping at your stores too. Like they're all in there when the 8-year-old wants to try a new, you know, nail sticker or whatever. So it's a discussion to have as a family. You mentioned social media, so we have to go here. Is there ever like a team meeting where you get all your merchandisers together and we're like, what the heck is going on? Why is X SKU popping off? Like, you have to work backwards and figure out where these trends are coming from. Have there been any examples of that in the past year you can share with us?
All the time. I'll tell you the most recent one, because you all were pretty probably laugh, and I don't have the name of the influencer committed to memory, but we have a brand called Hair Lab, and it's personalized hair care. So you get, what you get to do is you have like a base shampoo or conditioner. You get to put the type of things that you want in there based on your hair, even down to the science of like, if you live in Louisiana versus Minnesota, the humidity in the air is different. So it comes up with the right formulation. Well, this I guess we can still call him an influencer on TikTok. And she has textured hair, Southern white woman from I don't know where. And she was joking that the little concentrates that you put in the shampoo and the conditioner, she called it like hair crack. I don't know if I can say that on here. And so she talked about her little vials and making her concoction. And then she would show, this was her first try, but then there was the grand reveal. And her hair just had so much volume and so much shine. And she was just like, y'all. And she has a Southern drawl and stuff like that, right? Well, guess what happens? The business just starts going crazy on this brand online and in stores. And then it becomes a new baseline and sustains. And when I mean crazy, you can think of a big base of business. And then you see things growing 2 and 3X. And that's really fun. But we see it all the time. Mascaras specifically, nail polishes specifically. When Hailey Bieber was doing the donut, you can look on our site and you can see all the search terms that would come across that customers were looking for. And so it's really an exercise on anticipating trends, but also being able to react to some trends when something gets really hot. So it's pretty fun.
How do you react to a trend? Like give me an example of Walmart reacting to a trend.
I mean, first of all, you want to optimize the site specifically for the searches that are coming in, because you want to make it easy for a customer to find the product. You always want to make sure that you're available and in stock. And if you see a trend where you've sold 1,000 pieces online in an hour, then you probably need to go call up the supplier and order some more products. So that's typically how we react. We obviously want to get communication to our stores as well if there's product in there, just to make sure they're ready. But it's about making it as easy as possible for the customer to now complete that look that they've been inspired by. And a lot of times we get it right and sometimes we don't. And we take those and learn from it, because when things go viral, it's always a good thing, but it can be a really hard thing to manage if you're not prepared. I think that's what becomes so fun with the breadth of our assortment, is we typically have so much assortment in areas that are trending and customers are looking for, that we've got a bit of a shock absorber, as far as we've not just got one item, but quite a few items that serve the need.
What's that lag time like? I guess right away, Walmart's website might acknowledge that there was some TikTok influencer doing something. And then like, is it the same day in stores? Like if you don't have time to get to your store managers, like, or is it like a week later they might see in stores? I'm just curious how long people take to sort of respond to these beauty trends that they see online.
Yeah, when we're on our game, it's instantaneous in both channels. If we've been missing a product, sometimes it can take a week or two to get the right inventory in. But again, I think it goes back and speaks to the breadth of the assortment. But typically, we've got the product. It's just about the timing of when something goes viral or a look, or someone's cracked a code on something. They've realized something's a dupe of a product, or that if they do this item plus this item, they get this look. So a lot of times we're from that position of strength. And so it's not that we have a void in the assortment.
Right. Who's the person cracking these codes? Is there like the TikTok sleuth in your team?
That absolutely. And sometimes it's just, you know, we get tagged and it's somebody that's absolutely not even related to Walmart. Or sometimes it's just, you know, the team is so diverse in background and so many of them are their own little social media stars in and of themselves. And they go and find it. They go and find these trends and who's talking. And then sometimes it's just we read the data and then we start backtracking from what was happening. And then you're like, oh, you know, that's what's happening.
That's the glazed donut shade. I see.
What was the most, like, the best, like, viral product success at Walmart?
I would say Telescopic and Sky High Mascara. Both of those really big. Hair Lab has been a big one. Mm-hmm. Bubble has been a big one. And then if you think about beauty inside and out, do you all remember, like, 2 years ago? I don't know if this is making me out of date now, but 2 years ago when chlorophyll really popped, like in the spring.
Like in the chlorophyll yes. water?
Chlorophyll water.
The green supplement yeah. water, yeah.
You know, that was a really big one where there was a point in time where it was the top search term inside the company.
Really?
Yeah. So when things go viral, they can go. And our job is the agility of making sure that it's easy for the customer to now find the product.
That's fascinating. So what are some trends that you think are going to be really big this spring and summer?
Yeah, I mean, what we're seeing, and it's really surprising, like blush making a comeback. And so we've been surprised.
Why does this surprise you?
Because you're thinking about a product category that has been out there for so long, and you see all these other trends where people are really working on underneath the makeup. They're really working on their skin health. And then all of a sudden it's like, wait, are we back in like the early 90s when it comes to some of the stuff? And that's where you're at. And it's fascinating. I think the other part is just what you do with eyelashes and eyebrows. And I think we could have anticipated the need for looking fuller and design and designing. What we could not anticipate is just the creativity around that. And so there's lots of different terms out there. I kind of call it the spiked or eyebrow look, but I think there's a lot that's going to happen there. And that's why I tell you that mascara is never going to stop. And now we're seeing a lot more with shading and eyebrow. So there's a lot of focus on the eye, the lip, and then just skin health in general.
I know Walmart has some exclusive brands tied to celebrities or influencers. Do you see that this trend's going to continue where people want products associated with a personality? Is that still hot at Walmart or is it peaking?
Yeah, I'm a bit split. I think it depends on who the celebrity is and kind of, I would say, the authenticity of connection with their audience. So you take somebody like Halsey and the AF94 brand or even a brand that we all saw during Super Bowl, Fenty. And those are different types of operations where there's a true audience, there's a passion for the product, they understand how to work it, and they have a really good team behind them. You have other situations where maybe it's someone kind of cashing in on their name, image, and likeness, and I think the customer kind of sniffs you out right away on things like that. So I think what we're really interested in is customers that relate to certain looks and trust certain people. Mm-hmm. To help provide and guide them on that journey. And that's really where we want to stand up. And I think if someone has a credibility in that space or credibility on a clean or sustainability story, then we definitely want to take notice because it's what the customer is asking for. But I think the verdicts stick out. And I know we've probably seen our share of celebrity inspired products come and go and come again. And it seems like everyone has a line right now. But I think the customer is really smart and really savvy at picking out who they trust and who might not be here tomorrow.
You said it, not me.
who do you think they trust right now? We'll focus on the positive.
From a celebrity perspective?
Yeah, yeah.
Rihanna definitely has a lot of pull right now.
Yeah.
I think Kylie does as well. On a smaller scale, we've seen a lot of positive movement with Halsey and our brand. So I think there's a few to name. John Legend just launched a skincare brand with us. There's a lot of comments, obviously, about his singing, but second to that is typically his look and his skin, right? And that's a bit of a different atmosphere we're working with through there as well, because we're talking about skincare and melanated skincare. Mm-hmm. And newsflash, everyone has melanin in their skin, just different levels. And so really understanding the biology behind that is fun because there's a different type of care that has to come with that. And so we see progress and a lot of appetite to try new there. That's focusing on the positive, I would say. But we're going to continue to be thoughtful around who we partner with and the work we do. And I think there's going to be some really exciting things this year that you all will see that will validate what I've talked about today.
You mentioned some influencers that kind of work in the sustainability sphere. So I want to talk a little bit about eco-friendlier products, sustainable products. I know this is important to large retailers like Walmart. So which types of products do you think are going to help move us forward on that eco-friendliness, mainly of packaging, but also of formulas? I mean, you guys sell so much of products. Right. Like if you make a change, it trickles through the entire consumer economy and the way that we buy products. So what are some ways that you're hoping to do that?
Honestly, it might not sound very strategic, but, you know, everywhere, candidly. And let me tell you why. You know, we just launched our Clean Beauty initiative and our Made Without list, and we've got 1,200 items out there. By the way, 80% of them are under $10. And I'll tell you why we'll land that point. But that's really important to us. But as a company, we're really focused on being sustainable and regenerative. And so you think about the amount of plastic we ship because of the product category and the amount of water we ship because of how those products are created. And there's a lot of opportunities. So you said it, Walmart and the vendor base, Walmart plus the vendor base has a tremendous opportunity to unlock sustainability at scale. You know, I think if you look at a clean formula or a sustainable product, it's built in a way where the cost is kind of for the few. And I think the push that I've mm-hmm. been given to our suppliers is like, how do we create a system where everybody can participate in helping the planet be more sustainable? And so I think what we think of is long-term commitment to that with our suppliers that's unwavering. And what happens is you start to lower the cost of sustainable products. And when you're at that tipping point, then it's not just supplier 1, 2, 3, 4, but it's down the road, number 20, number 100, and they all can benefit from it because you've now tipped the scales in that direction. That's the role we're hoping that we can help play in this industry.
Now, when you say to a supplier, like, I want you to bring this cost down because this is going to make it better for everyone, more people are going to get on board with this eco-friendly packaging, do you help them by like, okay, you're going to move a ton of products, so maybe you're not making a huge profit on this, but you're going to sell a bunch of these? Or do you promote the eco-friendly products to help give them a little bit of a push? And are there any examples, like, I don't know, less packaging that you've seen popular?
Yeah, I mean, to your first question, I think we do a number of things. A, it's important that our suppliers make money because they have to innovate. And we're in an industry where innovation is the lifeblood of keeping a customer interested and meeting their expectations. So I think it's a lot more about listening and saying, hey, here's a common problem we have to solve. How might we do this together? And then by doing that, we figure out how to lower long-term costs and be more sustainable. I think up front, you know, it's about getting started and having those conversations. But there's lots of examples out there around clean. And then from a packaging perspective, you know, there's going to be a really cool example down around Earth Day where a really large supplier and us teamed up on a pretty iconic product in a very sustainable way. And the idea is to flex that agility and then learn how to put that type of effort in the value chain every day when it comes to packaging and products.
You better DM us when this actually happens so we can get the specific name. You're teasing here. We're like, what, 3 weeks out from Earth Day?
Yeah, we are. So I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. But I mean, just a really incredible example in leadership and sustainability. And we hope to find more like that that aren't just one or two time things, but it actually gets into the way we work. And it's an everyday thing for all the products that we love today and will love in the future.
Okay, we're going to check back and we'll update our listeners once we know that that came out.
So one of the things that makes Walmart and makes it, you know, I think the biggest store in America is that you have these amazing prices every single day. So can you tell us about some of the best bargains right now at Walmart?
Yes. Give us the bargains.
Yeah, I will. I'll tell you about that. But I do want to make sure I highlight that, yes, EDLP and Walmart is about the best priced every day. So you can get a bargain every day on brands that
I guess
you know
you're right.
Love.
I should call it a bargain because this is like this is an ongoing bargain.
Yeah, it's not like these are on sale. It's not like these are like exceptions to the rule. It's like everything is.
Yeah, the price is like already at a sale price you would get somewhere else. But, I want to take the moment, shameless plug. We've got the Walmart beauty event going on right now through April 21st. It's our glow up event for spring. Check it out right now on site and in stores. And we've got about, between store and site, we've got about 450 items on rollback. And then we've got thousands of items online that have deals across shampoo, conditioner, mascara, lipstick, and then even our prestige beauty. So Mario Badescu.
Wait, what if we're shopping in Walmart and Creighton's voice comes on the announcement? And this is Creighton doing his, like, everybody, we've got rollbacks on.
You do have an insane amount of prestige beauty. I think people need to know that.
Yeah, we do. And it starts with our
partnership. Are they included in the glow up?
They are included in the glow up. They are front and center. And if I were to tell you the numbers we're running post the event, because it started last Thursday, specifically in prestige, it's insane. So there's a lot of great products out there and you should check it out. Skin, fragrance, foundation, mascara, and the prestige set specifically. So we're feeling really good about what we're doing. So yes, there is an everyday low price bargain that we are known and trusted for. And then we've got deals on top of deals. So check us out.
Okay. Can you think off the top of your head the least expensive SKU on your thousands of SKUs that are in your category?
The least expensive SKU.
Is there like a 12-cent something at Walmart that I don't know
this
about?
This is what you want to know, Jen.
I want the Excel sheet sorted because he didn't give me a specific and this is my way of getting a specific. Come on, let's think about it. There's got to be some like under a dollar. I know there's under a dollar. I shop at Walmart.
No, there's an under a dollar. So you'll laugh because you asked a question about, I'm going to give you two examples. You asked a question about kids and being in beauty. I was in the Walmart yesterday, of course, and
walking the floor.
Yeah. My youngest, we're actually in there for a water filter, but anyway, all things lead to the beauty aisle. And my youngest conveniently wanders over to the nail polish set and kind of finds this nude kind of rose colored nail polish that she wants to go. It's 98 cents. So as a parent, I'm just like, well, I'm not breaking the bank here. This isn't Essie or anything like that. But, you know, one thing that we've been championing, and it's just fun from a democratization of beauty, we have a $1.24 eyelash, little falsy.
Okay.
It is selling a crazy amount of units. And you know, the reason why we introduced it, because we have all this high quality product in our stores and on site, really high quality brands that you would know. But, you know, during kind of this economic uncertainty, we wanted to make sure that customers can trade in, trade around, trade up, but never trade out. And so those are some hot prices if you're asking for them, Jen.
Who makes this $1.24 lash, may I ask?
LA Colors.
I love that. Those are even reusable if you're careful with them, I will say, to our listeners. You got to store them nice at night, but they are reusable. That's a beauty bargain. I'll take it. Thank you. So let's talk about you personally. You mentioned your daughter was shopping for nail polish. Do you walk the aisles? And I mean, you know your inventory in and out. I'm sure that's part of your job. But does anything confuse you category-wise? You're like, I just don't understand the interest in, clearly not the temporary tattoos because you had one yourself. So that you're all good on. But are there other product trends or categories that you're just like, huh, I don't get it?
Over a year in, I think things are becoming more clear. But I have to tell you, like, shopping beauty can be hard, right? It's a bit of an event.
We know.
I joke and I tell the team, I say, we want to reduce cognitive load and decision fatigue and just make it really easy for the customer because, you know, the thousands and hundreds of thousands of SKUs that exist in this category, it can be a bit overwhelming. And I think it's why the power of social or friends and recommendations or virtual try-on and personalization are so important because it's really trying to, or even content providers, you know, Allure, the best of, it's trying to get at the heart of and making it a lot simpler and curated for the customer. And I think that's where Walmart shines as far as just being a place of convenience and curation, especially on the top items that customers know, trust, and are looking for. But I would tell you, there's a few things that make me really excited and curious. It's been out for a little while, but this setting makeup spray, I think it's such a fun product. And I think there's going to be more appetite around that. This primer putty thing, it's been out for a while, but I don't know if you saw during the Super Bowl, Elf launched kind of version 2 of that. I think that's been really fun to watch all these product innovations. So maybe not necessarily confusing, but recognize there's a lot of choice out there. And how do you make it easier for the customer?
Yeah, it's not just the makeup. It's the what comes on before the makeup and then sets the makeup after. I hear you on that.
And then I do think as someone who can't fathom putting a contact on my eye, that eyelashes are pretty well up there. Like
I can't do lashes either. It's fine. Does it give you like the heebie-jeebies? You're like freaked out by it?
Yeah, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like what do you,
no,
like you're touching, like you're gluing, even like you're gluing, like you're putting glue up there. So I'm just like, oh man, I hope. And I've got stories from people in the beauty scene because we love trying product. That's why you hear the story about the semi-perm tattoos. But yeah, you hear stories about someone accidentally glowing their eyelids shut. And you're just like, oh man, I hope that doesn't happen to any of our
just
customers.
Just another day, so. The beauty team at Walmart. Mary's over there with her eyelids glued shut. But at least you're testing for us. So we know that the products have been pre-tested by your team.
Absolutely.
That's good to know.
Absolutely.
Now that you are in charge of the beauty category, what are you personally using? I understand the $1.24 lashes are not on your shopping list.
Yeah, they are not.
What about that CeraVe cleanser? What about, like, what are you washing your face with? Give us the Kraton-approved beauty products.
I am actually using CeraVe, the foaming milk cleanser. Peach slices. If you gotta, spot it, don't dot it. I think that's something every now and then. If you get a bump or two, I would tell you if I had a lustrous set of hair, I'd tell you all the things I'm doing there. But there's a really exciting.
Do you shave your head, or is that a clipper situation?
That's a clipper situation. It's a forced short hair look.
Looks good though. Looks good. You got to do something to that head though, right? What are you doing to that head?
Yeah, no, I've got like a gentle scalp, a scrub.
Okay.
That I'm using, and the brand is slipping my name, so I'm going to have to send you follow up on that. There's a brand called Way, Ouai. And it's got a really nice kind of scalp serum. So that's something being used. And then don't tell anybody, but every now and then some of the Olay Red Jar goes on my face, I'm getting older and thinking about aging gracefully. So
when you said don't tell anyone, I thought you were going to be like, I buy this stuff from Moda.
Or like the competitor site. No shame in a little face cream game, Kraton.
Hey,
Olay's a classic.
No, you look good. You look really good. I was surprised when you said you had kids.
Three.
What? Keep using that red stuff.
Clearly,
the red jar.
The Olay's working.
Yeah, it does work. It does work. It's good stuff. Okay. Should we go to our lightning round?
Yes. I'm not sure if I warned Kraton about our Fat Mascara 5 speed round.
All
but it's painless.
Right. Well,
it's painless. Don't worry. It's not personal. Okay. What celebrity do you just know you'd be best friends with?
I sound like a bit of a groupie, but I think like Justin Bieber and I would get along really well.
I hope that you get to meet him.
You jet around in his car.
We took a picture together like a few months ago. So I don't know.
Where was this?
We were in New York winning our Retailer of the Year award, and he was there too with Haley.
Nice.
So you have met him. Okay.
What thing do you buy in bulk at Walmart?
I'm gonna admit this, M&Ms and gummy bears. It's my soft spot.
Okay, I thought he was going to say like water pitcher filters because that's what you were stocking up on most recently.
I probably should have bought that, and my other water filter would still be like in good shape.
I just know people that come home from Walmart and like you look open their closet and it's like as if they thought they could never buy that thing again. And they have like 20 of it, but that's I guess the gummy bears and M&Ms. Yes.
And I'll tell you the embarrassing thing. If you go in my closet, you're probably going to see M&Ms and gummy bears in it, not the pantry. So,
well, we know your answer to the next question. What's your favorite indulgent snack? Unless M&Ms and gummy bears are more like grab and go. Is there anything more indulgent?
Ooh, now I'm going to get in trouble with the food team here. There's something called cowboy bark at Trader Joe's.
Oh.
If you haven't had it, you should look that up. I could probably eat a whole bag in like 5 minutes. It's not a good thing. But anyway, you can see I have a sweet tooth.
I'll check it out. Okay, and what's your favorite song to wind down to after a stressful day making decisions at Walmart?
I think what's on the rotation right now is a little bit of old school. Chaka Khan, Through the Fire. You have to play that on rotation later. Tell me about my music choice.
And what's the thing you need in order to get your beauty sleep?
Probably just a good old fashioned literally the drink, and then just reflecting on the day so I can clear my mind. But I usually sleep really well, so that's about it.
That's a good wind down routine. I like that. Thanks for sharing a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes at Walmart and with you and your life. Thanks, Creighton.
Of course.
Thank you, Creighton.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.